Wednesday, March 27th. We are in Los Angeles, talking to you from outside of a hotel that we're staying in. I hear some guests maybe walking by, and I'm on some like lower patio, so they're gonna walk right by me and see me in my no shirt in 50 degree weather with my pajama bottoms on. But lucky them. Anyway, we pulled off phase one / one and a half of the big surprise today. So we went to the airport, the kids thinking that we are traveling to New York today, and we got through security. My wife and I had a plan to like for her to go up and me to like keep the kids back so they wouldn't say, where are you headed? Oh, you know, like just, they're just ways that people be like, oh, enjoy your trip to LA or whatever. So that worked. And then we got to security and there was one of the boards and my older son was like looking at it. He's like, hey dad, it says New York on time, but wait, it says 3:12 when like our flight was supposed to be at like 1:20 and it got delayed to 2. It says 3:12. Why does it say 3:12? And I was like, I don't know. Just like brushed it off and just kept on moving. Anyway, we get to the the airport lounge, and my wife had made like a little sign earlier in the day, and we got settled. They like went and got some food or whatever. My wife went to the bathroom. She came back and said, "Guys, we were sitting around a table." I have this on camera, actually. You can go check it out on my Instagram page, my Instagram stories. You can see a condensed version of it. My wife says, guys, the woman at the desk gave me this paper for you guys, and it was folded up. And my older son takes it and opens it, and he opens the top, and it says, you're going? And then he opens the bottom and loses his mind, stands up, and it's like the best, purest reaction that you could ever hope for. And he shows it to his little brother. And he said, you're going to Disneyland? What? Disneyland? Wait, actually, what? And like it was just really as you would hope it would be. They couldn't believe it. Well, my younger son reacts as he does to most things. My older son, like for an hour afterwards, he's like, he's like, I'm still processing this. I can't believe it. So they freaked out. It was awesome. And they were so excited and are so excited. And then getting on the plane, in the plane, actually, let Evil Knieva get on the plane. that's a George Carlin joke. So they said, what row are we sitting in? Like, I don't know, I think 14 or something. And then as we get on the plane, we had priority boarding. They didn't know why. It was like, oh, cause we have a lot of True Blue points. So they gave us priority boarding. But we were getting on the plane, and we get in the first, like, we're one of the first ones on, and I go, actually, wait, Bodhi, to double check the tickets, and I hand them to him. I'm like, is it 14? And he looks at it, he's like, wait, it says 1F. I'm like, wait, what about the other ones? He's like, 1C1. I'm like, oh, I guess this must be us. And we're in the first row in JetBlue Mint, like, it's their first, you know, upgraded premium class experience, and so they get to lie flat seats and the whole deal and get to order off a menu and, you know, super super hyped up. So it was a great day for the boys, and now we just had dinner at this hotel in Sunset Boulevard, about to settle in for the evening. I think it's 10-ish here West Coast time, and then tomorrow we lay the smackdown with surprise number two, where the reinforcements, the both grandmas come and surprise the boys at the hotel unexpectedly early afternoon. I'll tell you about that tomorrow. Good night.